with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting it's Veterans Day, a time to pause and remember those who've served our nation. Military Affairs Analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network Veterans Day has been marked for over 100 years.
It dates back to the end of World War I when President Wilson declared a special day of tribute to military veterans. And, of course, it didn't become law until President Eisenhower signed it in 1954.
He says it's an appropriate time to thank a veteran for their service to this country. Donald Trump has made his pick for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Calling her a smart America First fighter, President-elect Trump has picked a New York congresswoman to serve as his ambassador to the United Nations. It's Elise Stefanik, who spoke at the GOP convention this summer in Milwaukee.
It is clear for the whole world to see nothing, absolutely nothing, will stop President Trump from standing and fighting for our great country.
Stefanik, who's 40, has long been one of Trump's most loyal allies in the House and was among those discussed as a potential vice presidential choice. I'm Shelley Adler.
Trump has also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Longtime advisor Stephen Miller will become deputy chief of policy, while Tom Homan, his former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director, will serve as border czar in President-elect Trump's incoming administration. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 304 points, the Nasdaq rose 12, the S&P up 5 to a record 6,001. This is SRN News. The Girl Scouts lose a sponsor.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Cincinnati has supported the Scouts for 110 years, but Archbishop Dennis Schnur is ending the relationship. At issue is the Girl Scouts' embrace of the LGBT agenda, allowing boys who are living as girls to join the organization. Schnur says this is a violation of Catholic teaching, and the church cannot be a party to it. In fact, both the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have been losing sponsors and members since adopting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple here in the United States made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half of its population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or fallen angel. This is SRN News. An attack on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands prompts actions by that country's government. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.